Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Expecting Dad by Andrew Cole is a practical parenting guide aimed at first-time fathers who want a clearer role during pregnancy and the earliest stage of newborn life. Framed as a trimester-by-trimester roadmap, the book focuses on helping dads understand what is happening during pregnancy, how to support a partner in concrete ways, and how to prepare for labor, delivery, and the first weeks at home. Its purpose is not to turn readers into medical experts, but to reduce uncertainty and make fatherhood feel more approachable through simple, direct guidance. The book is positioned in the broad pregnancy and new parenting advice category, but it is specifically written for men who may feel unsure, overwhelmed, or underprepared. That focus gives it a narrower and more practical perspective than general pregnancy books, with attention to emotional support, lifestyle adjustments, and confidence-building preparation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a trimester-by-trimester structure that makes pregnancy easier to follow. The underlying value of this structure is that it turns abstract preparation into incremental action. Each stage of pregnancy becomes a point where the reader can learn, adjust, and participate more deliberately. That makes the book more usable than a generic overview, because it matches how real expectations change over time. Secondly, practical support for partners, not just advice about pregnancy, by centering partnership. The book addresses a common gap in pregnancy literature. Many books focus heavily on the pregnant person and the baby, while this one gives the father a defined role in the relationship itself. That makes it more actionable and more relevant to couples preparing together. Thirdly, managing stress, doubt, and emotional pressure during the transition to fatherhood. This focus gives the book a distinct practical psychology component. It helps readers see that readiness is not the same as perfection. For first-time fathers, that can be more helpful than technical advice alone, because confidence often starts with emotional clarity. Fourthly, labor delivery and newborn preparation without excessive complexity. The value here is usability under pressure. A first-time father may not remember complicated explanations in the middle of labor, but he can act on clear guidance. The book seems intentionally built around that reality, which makes it practical rather than merely informative. Lastly, fatherhood preparation as a mindset, lifestyle, and financial adjustment. This topic is what gives the book long-range value. It does not stop at birth, but treats fatherhood as an ongoing adjustment in how a man thinks, spends, and lives. That wider scope makes the guidance more durable and more relevant to everyday family life. In conclusion, Expecting Dad is best suited for first-time fathers who want clear, emotionally aware, and practical guidance during pregnancy and the early newborn period. It is especially useful for readers who feel uncertain about how involved they should be, how to support their partner well, or how to prepare for labor and the first weeks at home without becoming overwhelmed. The book offers value not by trying to be an exhaustive pregnancy encyclopedia, but by narrowing its focus to the everyday needs of dads who want a workable path through a major life transition. That makes it stand out in a crowded parenting category. Compared with broader pregnancy books, it gives fathers a more direct point of entry and a more defined role. Compared with highly technical guides, it stays accessible and emotionally grounded. Its combination of trimester-based planning, partnership-focused support, stress management, and newborn preparation gives it a practical identity that is easy to use. For readers seeking a straightforward fatherhood roadmap rather than a general family handbook, this book fits the need well. If you would like to support Andrew Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.